one sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee.
It's time to open the Word once again with Evangelist Lester Roloff on the Family Altar Program.
Glory, for all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Out the lifeline, across the dark way, there is a brother whom someone should save. Somebody's brother. Oh, who then will dare to throw out the lifeline, his peril to share? Throw out the lifeline with hand quick and strong. Why do you tarry? Why linger so long? See, he's sinking. Oh, hasten today and out with the lifeboat, away, then away. Throw out the lifeline to danger-fraught men, sinking in anguish where you've never been. Winds of temptation, billows of woe, will soon hurl them out where the dark waters flow. Soon will the season of rescue be o'er. Soon will they drift to eternity's shore. Haste then, my brother, no time for delay, but throw out the lifeline and save them today. I was thinking about the old song that was written, James H. Fillmore, and he said, I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. Charmed by the world's delight. Isn't that it? I'm just charmed. Just like a bird that's being charmed by an old snake or being caught. Let me read you something that's kind of unusual. Many years ago, this fell into my hand, but somebody gave it to me again. Once upon a time, there was a family of wayward church members who had once been active, but had lost all interest and fallen away. There were the father and three sons, Jim, John, and Sam. The elders had talked to them about their lost condition. The preacher had visited them, and many of the brethren had tried to get them to come back to church. But all this did not seem to do the best, the least bit of good. One day, when the boys were out in the pasture, a large rattlesnake bit John, and he became very ill. The physician was called, and after an examination, he pronounced John to be in a very critical condition. Said he, about all you can do now is pray. The father called the preacher and told him of John's condition. He asked the preacher to pray for John's recovery, and this was his prayer. Yes, he said, I'll pray for him. And this is what he prayed. O wise and righteous Father, we thank thee, for thou hast in thy wisdom sent this rattlesnake to bite John in order to bring him to his senses. He's not been inside the church house for years, and it's doubtful that he's had in all this time felt a need for prayer. Now we trust that this will prove a valuable lesson to him and that it would lead to genuine repentance. And now, O Father, will thou send another snake to bite Sam, and another to bite Jim, and another big one to bite the old man? We've all been doing everything we know for years to restore them, but all to no avail. It seems, therefore, that all our combined efforts could not do what this snake has done. We thus conclude that the only thing left that'll do this family any good is rattlesnakes. So, Lord, send us bigger and better rattlesnakes. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. That's pretty strong, isn't it? Preacher, send, Lord, send the rattlesnakes. How'd you like that? Well, don't you imagine somebody could get mad saying, send a rattlesnake? And yet, it caused the folks to call on somebody to pray for them. Well, I hope that it'll not take a rattlesnake. And yet it does many times. A car wreck, an accident, a serious illness, a death, yes, Vietnam or something else, to cause somebody to come to Christ or to come back to God. It's a costly way to get the job done. May the Lord help us today just to love the Word and to love Jesus with all of our heart. I'd like to read from the book of Proverbs today, one of the wisdom chapters. And I've just opened my Bible to the third chapter. And so if you will, join me in my early morning devotional. And we'll read at least a portion to you. Verse 1, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. That's Bible living. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine head. No, I missed it. The table of thine heart. We got too many writings in the head. We need to write it in the heart. He said, bind them about your neck. Isn't it strange? People wear little old crosses. They get little old emblems to set up on their dash, thinking that it's going to protect them and keep them from harm. That's heathenism. That's all it is. It's idol worship. Because in a sense, you're saying that little old dead outfit represents a living God. Oh, can't you see you need to get your eye? The Bible said you're not to make any graven image. You're not to let anything substitute itself for a living Christ. We don't need a bleeding crucifix. We need a blessing Christ. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Now here's the verse I think would be a great text. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. These two verses are still in force. They'll still work. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance. Amen. And with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction, for whom the Lord loveth. He corrected, even as a father the son, in whom he delighted. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. That's reading. He tells us in one of the chapters. You know, he said we ought to get at it just like we would. That's chapter 2. If thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, searchest for her as for hid treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. In other words, if you'll go after God and his wisdom and the word of God like you do your job and like you do the money that you make and trying to make another $1 million, you'll find it. But oh, the average person never seeks after wisdom like that. Why, he said the merchandise of his is better than the merchandise of silver. The gain thereof than fine gold. She's more precious than rubies. And all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in the right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Length of days. It means that I believe the day will be longer, sweeter, and better, and there'll be more of them. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Amen. You can't buy that, but that's what comes from wisdom. Why? Because Jesus is our wisdom. We don't have wisdom in the United Nations Conference. If we did, we'd have some peace. Ecumenical movement hadn't solved anything. All the programs of men have not solved anything. We find ourselves crime is doubled and on the great increase. Why? I picked up the paper yesterday. Saw where a man walked in a place, took his wife around the neck, put a gun to her temple and said, are you ready to die? And in a little bit, he didn't intend to, he said, but he shot her 3 times. and she's dead by now, or maybe before, are critically injured for life. She's a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Dear friend, that's not just a limb, that's a tree. Yes, happy is everyone that retaineth her. You get wisdom and retain it. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding it, he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall there be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely. Amen. You'll be safe. You'll be safe. You won't be living by accidents. You'll be safe. Thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. You won't have to worry yourself to sleep at night. Thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. This whole world's trying to find a new rest medicine to go, and new sleeping pills. My brother, here it is right here. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due. Amen. When you get an opportunity to do something good for somebody, don't you withhold it when it's in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. You got it right there. Do it now. Defies not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he've done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. Yes, James said he gives grace to the humble. This is the same thing. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. We're going to inherit glory. We don't earn it. We're going to inherit it. It's like it's something that our Heavenly Father leaves us in his will. May we pray. Our Father, we thank thee for this wise chapter because it's thy word. God spoke it. Holy Spirit recorded it. You gave it through men that were inspired of the Lord. Father, we thank thee that you can tell us what you mean with it and by it, and you can make it be strength and give us that wisdom today. Father, I ask thee for the truth and for application of the truth in this chapter I've just read in the book of Proverbs. Dear Lord, I pray that right now that thy wisdom shall be mine and that Jesus shall be the thought of my soul, the direction of my life, the way of my life, the truth of my life, the life of my life. Lord, I pray today that we may see that our salvation is Jesus. Our gospel is Jesus. So bless us now and cause this to live. And help us to know it's not a vain thing for us to stay with the book because it's our life. Help us to teach it to our children. Bless the sick and those in sorrow and trouble, those that are going through hard places. Be with them right now and comfort them right now and strengthen them. Give them the assurance that 1 Corinthians 10:13 is still in the book. Lord, bless them, I pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I still believe, don't you, that there's no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, and he's not going to permit you to be tempted above that what you're able to bear. And I want you to just get the word of God on your heart today and let Jesus speak to you. Now, in the message, I want to come back to the fifth verse. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Put your whole heart in this matter. Trust him with all your heart. That's your confidence. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now then, what are your ways? What if we begin to acknowledge him and in all of our ways, in all thy ways acknowledge him? Now, what are the ways? I'm going to start out in your children's ways. Get them to acknowledge God. When a little child, the Bible said that we're to bring up the children, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. The Bible says that we're to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And oh, we would not get such sad letters as we've gotten this week if the little children had been brought up. A mother came to the study this week, works in a beer joint. She said, I've made arrangements for my children to go to Sunday school and church. I said, yes, but you're not the one that's taking them. You're the one. Well, she said, you know, they've helped me. They're talking to me about Jesus now. I said, you ought to be talking to them. Isn't it pathetic we got the thing turned around? I said, sure, they'll go for a little while, but they'll get out a little bit later on before they reach their teens even. They'll get out and say, well, mother, you don't go. You don't read the Bible. You don't pray. Why should I? Many times their faith will break up. But you see, the Bible way is for the parents to teach the children and not the children teach the parents. And when we go God's way, then God will bless. In all thy ways, acknowledge God. And then, young people, let's come a little bit further. In your courtship, acknowledge the Lord. I noticed the other day where some young people got killed at the church after their dance. Church sponsoring a dance. Sorry. Nothing but a nightclub. As far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't call a church. Now, you can get mad at me if you want to. But I'm just taking the old-fashioned John Wesley stand. It was a Methodist church, and John Wesley would exclude people from the church for just talking idly on the church ground. What would he do if he came back? You'd say, well, I don't believe in old John Wesley. Well, he founded you, but you Methodists, I don't know why you've gotten so far away from the stand that he took. He believed in separated living. At least he got many people saved and many good things done, but he had some real conviction and separation, I'll tell you that. Dear friends, when we get away from the old stand that our pilgrim forefathers took, it's gotten us to the end of the trail. I wouldn't mind going the way you folks go. I wouldn't mind sponsoring a dance. I wouldn't mind dancing myself. I mean, I could go get another man's wife. The old flesh could revel in that, but it would not leave me happy because it's not right. And sin never did satisfy me. Why do I want to hug somebody else's wife when it'd make me unhappy? I want to be happy, and when it'd make me unholy. And dear friend, dancing has always been linked with the devil. It's always been of the devil. Now, can you imagine a church getting some of its young people killed the other night after the dance was over? Oh, their passions were in rage and jealousy and envy and strife and all the rest of it. I'll tell you, we sure got a sorry mess on our hands when churches haven't got anything to do but dance and play canasta and bridge and have all the little old silly socials and junk like that. Why don't the church get back to its first love? Get back to Jesus and back to the Word of God. The preachers start preaching. Oh, if we would. I believe this. If our pulpits would get on fire, wouldn't be long before our pews would be burning. Yeah, that's right. When the pulpit goes to sleep, so does the pew. And if the pew's asleep, it's because the little preachers used the tranquilizer and put the pew to sleep. Oh, may God help us to see it. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge God. Boys and girls, have you acknowledged God in your courtship? Or have you gotten some old cigarette-smoking, beer-sipping, liquor-drinking boyfriend to come pick you up and you drive down the road with some drinking crazy idiot? What in the world do you mean? The Bible says in all thy ways, your courtship ways, when you're courting. You'd say, what do you think that'd mean, Brother Olaf? Well, it'd mean reading the Bible or quoting a verse of Scripture. It'd be when you're going off somewhere, you'd have prayer in the car before you go and say, Lord, protect us. Watch over us in the journey. Just like I pray in the plane. Just like I pray if I take a trip in a car, I'd say, Lord, this will be with great danger, I'm sure, because we'll be meeting people that are full of tranquilizers and liquor and dope, and we're going to be within a few inches of them, and our car goes by them. And if you don't protect me, I just never would make it. So I'm going to ask you to go with me. That's what I'm talking about. It'd save a lot of accidents and a lot of deaths and a lot of torn-up cars. But you see, we don't act like Christians. The Bible said, in all thy ways. It didn't say some of them. It didn't say most of them. It said, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he'll direct your path. He'll direct your path. Now, in your family ways, God have mercy upon us, and the people that get back in the home and pray like they ought to pray, read the Bible, let God decide those things. After all, he gives life and takes life away. I don't believe we need a bunch of little old worldly counselors to go to all the time. I don't believe we need a bunch of little doctors to tell us what to do about it. I believe God's people ought to pray and seek His face and be obedient to Him and let God do the rest of it. You say that's old-fashioned. I know it's old-fashioned, but God's old-fashioned. Jesus is old-fashioned. The Bible's old-fashioned. Truth is old-fashioned. Heaven's old-fashioned. Hell is old-fashioned. Everything I know worthwhile is old-fashioned. And so why don't we just believe God and let Him lead us? Oh, you'd say, Brother Olaf, you mean we could just live by faith? What the Bible said, now the just shall live by faith. Trust God to do what needs to be done about it. God never did give more children to anybody than He could take care of. I remember back in the days when things were hard, people have 10 to 12, 15 children, but looked like they all had plenty and they were healthier than the kids today. Didn't have to have any psychiatrists, no hospital bills. None of them got born in a hospital, all born at home, but they all got born all right. And got along fine, strong and healthy and able to work, live decent lives. You'd say, but times have changed. Well, people haven't. I mean, so far as the needs, they have. Needs are just the same today. In all thy ways, acknowledge God. In your home ways, at the table, in your eating ways, acknowledge God. Eat right and keep fit. And then in the living room, have a family altar. Read the Bible and pray in all thy ways. Let me ask you this. Do you acknowledge God in your family? Is there a time every day when you acknowledge God and said, come on, honeys, we're going to acknowledge God today. We're going to read the Bible and pray. Do you really? If you don't, why don't you? Do you read the Bible and pray every day with your family? Oh, may the Lord help us. May the Lord help us to acknowledge God with our little children. If I had my life to live over, I'd read more of the Bible. We'd memorize more of the Bible in my family life. In all thy ways. We had a family altar. Sure we did. We read the Bible and prayed. We didn't know what it was to go to bed without reading the Bible and praying with our family. I can see my little old girls sometimes asleep on their knees because sometimes they said, I prayed a little too long. But we had a lot of things to mention to the Lord. But oh, today is the day of salvation. Now's the time. And then in your church life, in your prayer life, in your Bible life, acknowledge God. In your recreational life, acknowledge God. It'd stop a lot of things. It really would. In your business life, acknowledge God. In all thy ways, acknowledge God. May we pray together. Our Father, we thank thee for the Bible, for this great chapter that we read today, such a sweet and marvelous book and chapter. We thank thee for it. Pray to bless all the ones that heard the message. We thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercy. Blot out our transgressions and cleanse us. And make us pure. And save the unsaved, and may they know they need Jesus to be their wisdom. And apart from him, there is no wisdom. And he that is wise shall shine. They that be wise shall shine. And he that winneth souls is wise. And Father, we believe that Jesus has become our wisdom and our sanctification, our redemption, and all that's good and right he is for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, I believe we have time for a song from our good helpers. Brother Gene and Miss Frances haven't been using them very much, but we better put them back to singing again on the broadcast. So, Brother Gene, come in, my dear boy, and you and Miss Frances just sing, and sing real sweetly, and sing from your heart, and the Lord bless you. And I'll be listening to it, I believe, when it comes back, if I get an opportunity.
My eyes with tears that I might see the broken heart I had was good for me. He tore it all apart and looked inside. He found it full of fear and foolish pride. He swept away the things that made me blind, and then I saw the clouds were silver lined. And now I understand was best for me. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see the glory of himself revealed to me. I did not know that he had wounded hands. I saw the blood he spilled upon the sands. I saw the marks of shame and wept and cried. He was my substitute. For me he died. And now I'm glad he came so tenderly and washed my eyes with tears that I might see.
Thank you for joining us today on the Family Altar Program with Lester Roloff. You may listen to the preaching and the special music of the Family Altar Program 24 hours a day when you visit our ministry website, roloff.org. We love hearing from our listeners. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, please write to us at Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, P.O. Box 100, Fort Thomas, Arizona, 85536. Again, that's Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, P.O. Box 100, Fort Thomas, Arizona, 85536. This broadcast is made possible by the prayers and financial support of listeners like you. Thank you for partnering with us, and remember that Christ is the answer.